Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Real Talking Podcast with your host, JD, and me, Ashley.
Well, for the listeners at home, that's going to be weird.
That's a special one.
Yeah. And it was looking backwards for them, the OCD people out there. But it's Ash and JD.
He's just fucking made up. Don't worry, I was the same signing.
I know. Well, the first couple of episodes, we did do that.
We
alternated. And then something that I think I might bring back at some point is doing the singing intros.
Because
some of those were quite fucking funny back in the day.
It's like
back in the day. During the war.
Look at that Scrubs. You always remember that, you know, that Scrub song. That's one of the intros always remind me of. You know, Scrubs was so out there.
So for everyone, it is the week after, but for us, it's back to back. So the YouTube watchers, look how it was last week. We are still in my place. My fault again, because I'm going away next week. So while you're watching and listening to this, I'm away, having hopefully a good time. Excuse me throwing stuff at the moment as well. The dog's fucking just getting some extra treats and trying to not have them in the way.
Yeah, so anyone that has emailed from the last show to this show, don't worry. You haven't sent the emails yet as of the recording.
Yeah, you know, so we will read them.
We'll read them on next week's as you listen to it.
Yeah. So, just sit back, relax, and let us
be music to your ears. Jay, do a radio voice, actually. do your best radio voice. Do your best radio.
All I've got is the DJ voice of it now when I used to fucking do that. So, you're listening to the Real Talking Podcast with Ash and JD.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back, relax, these smooth jams.
You know, when you were speaking about that, you know what comes to mind? Emotion FM, you know, on Voice Silly, which was probably, you know, when we've done the playlist, we've done a movie playlist.
Mm.
I would put Voice Silly, Emotion FM, as the greatest playlist ever. Now, I know people are like, listen to this, like, yeah. Emotion FM with Fernando.
Fernando.
For the real podcast.
For a game, it was the best fucking playlist out there, weren't it?
Well, good time we're talking about this, actually, because they've just announced that they're going to drop an information for GTA 6.
I've seen a couple of screen grabs of still pictures and that, and obviously the graphics look great. I think it's meant to be all the previous maps as one whole one.
So I've heard that, but I've previously heard as well. So Voice City, Miami, with Las Vegas and San Francisco. So it's like three cities, but I've heard the same. It's the previous cities or it's these cities.
Yeah, they're all together.
But have you seen, there's a game coming out, I don't know if it was fake or anything, called Ends, which is like a GTA version of London, but...
You know, I only saw something about that this morning, whether it's actually in production or it being made or something, I don't know. But it's
like The Getaway, isn't it? It was a bit like GTA.
Yeah, and was it Taxi Driver as well, was it?
Driver, yeah.
Sorry, the dog's just fucking being
annoyed. He's after some treat, isn't he?
The playlist. I mean, again, we grew up with some good playlists on songs. Remember all the Need for Speed ones?
Yeah. Lucky. Tony Hawk as well.
Tony Hawk had some bangers. And
FIFA.
Yeah, old school FIFA's had some tunes, man. Yeah, but otherwise, I know we've said it before. I remember just playing Vice City and just driving around listening to Emotional FM.
Do you remember what else had a good fucking playlist, even though it was five fucking songs? Does anyone remember a website called Soulcore?
Was that the fucking the chat room?
Yeah, yeah, and you could create your little avatar, and it had five songs. I remember Dilated People, Kanye West was one of them.
Yeah, it was.
And you could invite them to your house.
There was a Nickelback song, or something that was like Nickelback anyway.
Poison or something like that. You see, went to another.
Then was like there an Evanescence song on there or something?
Only you.
You know, I'd have to fucking Google it and get the fucking list of that bangers.
But also, a few paedophiles in there. Let's get this right, because there used to be, you could go and cam and you used to see 30-year-old men wanking on cam.
Yeah.
You know, and 14-year-old girls getting their tits out all in the same chat room, mate.
So. Yeah. So just for a bit of context, it was when we was like 15.
Oh, mate, yeah.
That we was on this little chat room thing.
Question. Have you ever got your dick out on webcam?
No.
Ooh. I thought you would have. You know what? I thought you would have.
No. Right, so little story time now then. I got catfished fucking hard on MSN back in the day. So I imagine you remember it back when MSN was a thing for me. I had the proper old school desktop computer, a shitty log Argos computer stand and that with the sliding out, which you had your keyboard and the mouse on, you know, the screen up. And I didn't have like a normal computer chair. I had old school blue see-through blow-up chair. So, you know, you can already fucking just hear the squeaks of the moving back and forth, getting on and off it and that. Like, fucking, it was awkward. But I remember, because again, it was stuff like that, soul call and that, just random chat rooms. I remember speaking to this bird, well, young lady, same age as me at the time, like, you know, fucking 15, whatever it was. And on the picture, fucking little darling, and it like, you know, obviously, I don't want to sound fucking Nancy with any of this coming out. It was of the same age. Yeah. So for 15-year-old me, fucking
you
darling.
You thought this of a 15-year-old at the time was a bit of
a year. Yeah, I fucking, and like with MSN, you could do like voice notes on there. There was like camera mode and that as well. And then like if you was online and you saw the other person was online, you could go off and on again and it would like ping up with a notification saying that like Jamie is online. Fucking wouldn't say it like that, it'd just pop up. So you'd do that if you wanted someone to fucking like get the attention of someone to start speaking to you. Not that I was a big like that back then, but you know, it was a thing. But yeah, anyway, started speaking to this girl fucking through whatever fucking chat room. ASL, fucking that's old school, any age, sex, location.
Mate, I wonder if chat rooms are still a thing. It's gotta be like outgrown anyway, social media. Yeah, go on.
So yeah, started speaking to this girl and she only just had the profile picture on. She'd never fucking like go on the camera or anything. And to be fair, it felt like fucking months, but I was probably only speaking to her for like 3 weeks or something. And then finally, she's fucking gone onto the camera and an absolute state. Fucking, like, 10 dress sizes bigger than the girl that was on the profile picture. Fucking, obviously looked nothing like her. Fucking boat race all over the place. And
I mean, what do they expect that's going to happen when that, like...
Literally, I remember just, like, laughing a bit and then fucking just cutting it off, like, just signing off. Turned the whole computer off and that. Yeah, blocked her and everything. And, yeah, fuck you. Just completely wiped that one off of the fucking grid. Absolutely horrendous. Fortunately, it was before I was drinking and that. So otherwise, I probably would have still went there back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, 19-year-old, 20-year-old JD.
Yeah,
easy.
Wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have thought about it.
No.
Would have turned him on, actually.
Probably would have, yeah.
The challenge. Tame the beast.
A lot of them weren't challenges, though, were they? You know, we'll be honest. You know, don't wrong. There weren't all monsters that I fucking was with. And I don't say to be nasty or anything. It was just, I went for a lot of the 12 and 1 o'clockers.
The 10 to 3s?
Very rarely the fucking the 3 and 4 o'clockers.
Mm.
You know, because normally I'd pulled before then.
I mean, I do love the 10 to 3s. I mean, 10 to 3 girls are... literally, if you haven't... If you see lads... like obviously clubs close at 3, 10 to 3. If no one's pulled, they go after the mingers. They've got 10 minutes to work up, 10 to 3s.
Yeah. So yeah, not often was it those anyway. But yeah, fucking the good old days, Jesus, man.
I can't imagine now going clubbing 3 o'clock trying to pull.
Nah.
Oh my God. Just give me some food.
Yeah, come.
Give me a fucking, coffee. Just fucking.
Yeah, 9, 10 o'clock, I'd be ready to go home anyway. You know, fucking I was at the pub last weekend and literally I struggled fucking 10 o'clock to still be out.
Mm.
And then fair enough, got back home and I still had another beer and chatting with my mate and that lot. But yeah, it was fucking hard.
Didn't have to think about it. You need prep now.
Yeah.
Prep for is where before Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, it was routine back when we was doing it all the time, though, because we knew, Thursday we're going for a couple of drinks, Friday we're going out, Saturday we're going out, Sunday we're going to have a couple of drinks, and a couple of games of snooker and whatever. It was just the routine, Marnie. Yeah, not these days. I mean, you know, I don't know how we used to afford it, man, fucking hell.
Yeah.
And you think, we weren't on any gear or anything either. You know, people that are fucking on the sniff and that, or fucking cocaine. I don't know how to do it, man. Fucking hell. Not for me, mate. Just stick with me Bevs.
Yeah.
Or Desperados. Wee. So, not anything that I was thinking we was going to talk about, but never any harm in a bit of little trip down memory lane, is that? You got something.
You carry on, sorry.
Yeah, so something that is a little bit of a trip down memory lane, which you'll realise the link in a minute, you know, a little swag way. So I saw... I don't know if it was Lad Barber or something, but I saw an article the other day of goats having regional accents. So, in general, everyone knows that different areas have got different accents. You've got your Brummies, your Scousers, and this and that. And again, for the American listeners, you know, your Texas and fucking New York, your Bostons and all that, they've all got different accents.
Your Alabamas as well, because they're like...
Yeah, the hillbillies and fucking... all that jazz. When I saw this, I had to fucking laugh. So, yeah, just madness in general that, so they've done the studies, you know, so goats between the different, farms and different regions and that have got a different dialect, the sound different, so different pitches and the way that they do the fucking, the noises, it's different from where they are based. And so it reminded me of when it was one of the times we was off to like Yarmouth or something, and one of the lads brought up, do you think cows have different accents? And it was something like 20 minutes. We're all doing like a Scouse cow and this and that, like moo,
moo.
But that, just for ages, we were just mooing in different accents.
But that comedian, there was a comedian, I think his name was Lee Mack, that done that joke about cows having different accents. Like,
well, that must have been after we'd done that.
Though. I can't. Yeah, it's got to be because I remember
this was like fucking 12 years ago ish when we'd done that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the geezer hurt like watched him and we didn't watch it, or whatever. But I mean, because he done the joke was like millions of cows going moo, and then a scouse cow going meow.
Like, but literally, this is what we was doing just in the car driving fucking. Off to holiday for a little cheeky caravan holiday.
You know, talking of accents, I've seen somewhere that obviously accents are disappearing. So for instance, you know, your Cockney, your Oi Geezer,
Oi Oi Savaloy.
That accent's disappearing and it's more turning to more of a southern. So it was called a certain, it weren't Cockney, but it's called Southern something. So basically it's losing it because basically what's happening is you're not picking up now as where me and you as we was growing up and people before us was only growing up with accents of people around you. So your teachers, you know, it was only the TV, you heard something different. But now, obviously, because, you know, a lot of people are moving to different areas.
Yeah, all these cities are so diverse with not just people from different cities. It's, you know, all the different cultures of, you know, your Romanians, your Polish, and everything, yeah. Everyone everywhere. I remember fucking Scotland and a Pakistani taxi driver with a full-on thick Glaswegian accent and that, and you just don't expect it. But, I can see being a thing, actually, though, yeah, because everything is so diverse. You know, times are changing, ain't it?
And now, because kids are on the phones more, and obviously, I mean, kids are probably on their iPads from 3, and they're listening to a various of accents.
Well, again, yeah, with the YouTube culture, they're listening to the Americans and all that.
So apparently, like, your region's dialect is changing. So it's a good thing for a few areas. I mean, I don't know how you feel about your accent.
Again, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast before, but I do think a lot about...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
How I try and pronounce words.
Yeah.
Just purely on the basis that the Brummie accent is shit, and I don't want to talk slow and stupid, well, sound stupid anyway, which a lot of Brummies do, and especially the yam yams and good lord.
That's one of my pet peeves, where people get mixed up with the Black Country accents.
Yeah.
I mean, just to even type stuff backwards. What?
Yam all right. Fuck off.
It's am. Like, it is. It's like it's hard to put am and say am.
Yeah.
In am are is am, oh it draws anyway, yeah. So we won't get down that route, the Black Country accent.
But I used to have it the period of time that I'd be spending over at my dad's way and when I was living there and that, like Burton, Derbyshire and that. And so A up duck. And I got so sick and tired of being called duck and like, are you okay, duck? Essentially was what they're asking. I'm like, yeah, quacking, mate. Because, like, I'm not a duck.
Yeah.
Like, fucking just call me. Well, again, I suppose people might think the same. Like, my main go-to is, like, all right, mate, all right, bud. I still say bab a lot, which might be seen as derogative to the females out there. Yeah. But,
2023, you know, it's, mate.
Well, fucking it's better than getting called a cunt, ain't it? but yeah, it's just yam yams and all that. Just fucking get it in the bin.
Here's a question for you. Has anyone for you had a different accent to a Brummie one? So someone said, oh, I didn't know he was from Birmingham. You've had to tell him you're from Birmingham because they didn't realise.
No. I've had it where so with me and my two uncles working together all the time. But I've picked up the phone and they've thought that I was like either Chris or John. But I suppose that's just purely because we're together all the time. We're going to speak quite similar with how we say things and that anyway. And then again, well, to be fair, Chris, he's Brummie accent. It's still there a little bit, but you know, he's lived over Worcester way and that for, you know, 30 years-ish. So it's not like ours. I do have some comments saying that they can tell I'm a Brummie, but it's not as thick as most of us, which, again, I do just say something because I think about what I'm saying. I don't want to sound like a retard. but otherwise, no. I imagine, because you've been to the States a couple of times, ain't you? Yeah. So I imagine you've had it where they just see you as, like, Downton Abbey or something.
Yeah, so a lot of people when I'm outside the UK, think Australia. When we was in California, first thing, you's from Australia? No.
You know, now that you said that, I suppose it could be seen quite easily with the Brummy twang, like almost like good day, like almost a fucking, you know, barbecue. Yeah, I suppose it does kind of make sense. At least it does in my head a little bit for Australia.
Yeah.
People at home are going to be like, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I tell you what the other one I had is when, it's Australian, but when I went to Amsterdam, taxi driver picked us up because we didn't want to get the trams or whatever. And it was just one of them. Yeah. And he jumped in the car. He was like, hello. And he was like, oh, in Birmingham. He was like, yeah. He's like, how do you know? He's like, it's so heavy. Like, it's so heavy. He's like, why? Look, I was like, I don't know. And I'm trying, I don't know. I don't know, mate.
Well, best one was when I was in Poland for my brother's wedding the other month. And I know I'll fucking rang you up straight away.
Mm.
But I popped into the shop and, oh, you bab, I know you're still out there listening. But yeah, walked in, got myself a bottle of water because I wasn't getting it out of the minibar. Fuck that. But yeah, got straight away, like, oh my God, I love your accent. I could listen to you all day. And straight away, I was like, well, funny you should say that. We have a podcast, so promoted us. Like all of you should be doing back at home. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and download. We do appreciate it. But yeah, fucking, that'd be the best compliment about my accents. Purely because you don't, I know people at home are sitting there listening to us anyway in general, but you don't expect people to want to listen purely because of our accents. Yeah. So yeah, it's nice to know that people do like us.
So here's another question. Has anyone thought you was a different nationality before looking at you? So they've said, they thought you was... But then you've had to go, oh no, I'm British. Or when you've talked, they've said, oh, you know, you're from England.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, just being like ginger in general, like they sort of know that there's the Celtic, Scottish and Irish in me, which there is. Otherwise, no one's ever looked at me and thought, oh, is he Scandinavian or something? Because I've just got none of them looks. Yeah, I mean, again, when I do have the hair fucking braided up and whatever, like, Viking style. I mean, again, yeah, it's just the Celtic look. The fucking, yeah, I've not been confused for my Nigerian heritage or anything. No.
You know the one that gets me? People speak to me in Italian.
Well, because you've got the olive skin, though, that's why.
It happens all the time. And like, they're speaking, it's like, even
Buongiorno.
Going back to Amsterdam, a woman came up to me speaking French, and I'm like, I don't know what he's saying. Oh, English. Like, yeah. Look. I don't know why.
It's the olive skin. That's all it is.
But I get Italian a lot. I mean,
yeah.
When I was in Cyprus, I remember this geezer coming up to me. They said, like, I mean, he spoke to me, like, a few sentences in Italian. I went, I don't know what you mean. And he's like, Italian, no? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, ma. Like the hand expressions and everything. And I was just like, it was like, where are you from? I was like, UK. And he was like, ah, yeah. And he said something to his missus. And he was like, wait. And he was like, where do you think he's from? But like,
well, a lot of it is all the hand gestures. Yeah, I watch, I think it's like the odd TikTok video of this woman, and she winds up her Italian boyfriend all the time. Like, there was one of them, she fucking, with a pizza, she was rolling it up, and he was like, no, you can't do that. You got to do this and that. Spaghetti. She was cutting spaghetti eating it. And he's like, no, what are you doing? Like, ready to fucking chin her off and that.
They're like so passionate and violent at the same time.
Yeah, the Italians, the Greeks and all that, they really are. They're very, I mean, I would do it quite a lot, to be fair. I think it's quite an old-fashioned thing as well to be expressive with your hands while talking. I suppose the youth don't really understand about it these days because just the hands are always occupied by the phones. And
or down the trousers and they're holding the ball.
Oh, God.
You get me, bruv.
See, I know sometimes, like, I'll be sitting at home and I'll have my hands, like, under me fucking, me pyjamas or my shorts or whatever, but I'm not fucking playing with my balls. I'll just be fucking, Lord, just hand on the leg, Lord, just touching skin. But again, Lord, so I say, I don't fucking play with my balls all the time, but you know, if you got itchy bollocks, you did the little pinch and twist. You don't physically fucking scratch your bollocks now, do you?
If I kind of like grab it from underneath and pull it, even if it's an itch, I kind of just like.
If you got like an itchy hand or whatever, you physically nails on. Right. But you don't do that with your bollocks. It's almost like
pinch. Yeah, yeah.
It's mad, ain't it? Like, fucking, how that's just a universal male thing. Like, I'm doing, like, talking about it. I got itchy bollocks now. I'm fucking saying it. But it's just all men fucking know how to fucking do that. Like, it's just accepted. I mean, I don't fucking do it, but a common one is when the fucking. Scratching their ass and sniffing the fingers. I think it's fucking ball that is. But I know fucking in general, it's like 9 out of 10 fucking blokes do that.
Mm.
Again, we scratch and sniff with the balls as well. And it's just, oh God. Like, if you're sniffing, you've got a doubt in your head.
Yeah.
So, like, just don't do it. Like, it's fucking weird. I've even seen fucking people, like, I'll fucking. Scratch a bit of wax out of my ear from time to time if I have to, Lord. But scratch it and then look at it and then fucking lick it. And again, fucking nose pickers. Obviously, with the line of work I do, fucking on the tools, brick dust, sawdust, whatever, I pick my nose a lot, but I don't fucking look at it and then fucking eat it. It's absolutely disgusting.
I know, talking about that, I'm sorry to go cringe. I know there's bear lads on this now fucking that's tasted their own cum. I swear to God, I know some of yous out there have done that. I can know about 3 of my mates that have done it. I ain't going to say the name, but I know for a fact 3 of them have done it.
Yeah, Daniel's definitely done it. And we've got a couple of Daniel mates, but probably fucking all 3 of them, to be fair.
But yeah, nah. 100%.
Nah, man.
We sniffed it.
Oh, God. Not for me. Not more cup of tea.
Nah.
Literally not. Not saying there's fucking anything wrong with the partners doing it, Lord, but yeah, you don't taste your own serum, do you? So back to the nose picking. It's good for kids to pick the nose and eat the bogeys because, so obviously it's not build up. It stops bacteria, germs and whatever going in. So as they pick the nose and eat the bogeys, it helps build up the immune system.
Right.
So I've been saying this for years. This is part of the reason why all the kids these days have got fucking allergies, fucking everything fucking wrong with them under the sun. Because everything's too clean now. I mean, I know you're going to start doing it fucking soon enough anyway, where everything's going to be fucking sterilized and fucking X, Y, and Z. But show me a person. Show me a 55-year-old that's got a nut allergy. But no one's fucking... In general, over our age, it's very rare for someone to have a proper allergy like that. Yes, in general, some people have allergies like, but all these kids now are fucking allergic to fucking everything.
It's
fucking...
the hay fever one that gets me, man.
Hay fever can come fucking out of the blue. I could get it. I thought I was getting it a couple of years ago, so it can just come out of nowhere. But...
Allergic to the air.
But all the fucking, the celiacs, gluten fucking allergies and fucking, as I say, nut allergies and whatever. Fucking, it was never a thing when we was a kid. Like, I know in primary and secondary school, I don't ever remember a kid having a nut allergy. And if there was, it wasn't severe enough that you couldn't eat a Snickers fucking, near them. But it's that much now. I mean, fucking 3 of my nieces are that bad. You can't even fucking talk about chocolate around them, let alone fucking have any near them, because they're ready to fucking pass out. It's all horrendous. But as I say, I think it stems down to the fact that everything's clean. He has just farted, by the way. It's not me.
So I just caught away.
Yeah, it's just dog fart, ain't it? And his ass is in my direction as well, so he's fucking coming straight up to me. So you know, you think when we was kids, fucking out on the streets all the time, playing football, out in the rain, fucking, not that I ever fucking ate a mud pie, but you'd be playing in the mud, you'd be fucking doing this and that, the disinfectants, like your Dettol sprays and all that, they're all 99.9% bacteria killing and that these days, but it wasn't that when we was kids. You know, you had a fucking dirty kitchen side, be a bit of warm water, wiping up the stain and fucking this and that. So because everything's so clean now, the kids can't get any immune system boosted up.
I wonder if that's got something to do with, obviously, when kids were growing up back in our day and further, they used to spend more of the time outside.
Well, yeah, I was having this conversation the other week
obviously
with my
mum. Don't see kids playing outside anymore or nothing like that, which is understandable because it's just where the world is now.
Yeah, but what my argument to that sort of thing is paedophiles have always been around.
Mm.
And yes, fair enough, there's fucking the knife crimes
and
this and that
as
well.
I think more the online aspect now with it, though, isn't it? With the...
Well, yeah, you think, like, so if my fucking daughter was, like, 13 or whatever on TikTok, I'd be more worried about that because of, like, potential fucking grooming and stuff on the TikToks and fucking Facebooks and all that. Whereas, like, out on the street, going to the park, fucking playing football, Kirby... Well, I bet these kids don't even know what Kirby is, man.
Hacky track it.
Yeah, fucking, you know, knock door run, ding dong dash, fucking different regional ones.
The kids in school still play, what's it called now? Heads down, thumbs up. Remember that?
That one they probably would, but there was it British Bulldog? What was that other one? Fucking, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? A lot, fucking.
I can't remember that one.
It was fucking gay, to be fair.
But they're all gay. I don't really think about it. You wouldn't do that.
Nah. So it was like, so say fucking on the wolf. So you like, you got to fucking, you facing the wall and it's like the rest of the kids are behind.
Oh, they're trying to get the step.
Yeah, they're walking towards like the wall.
Oh, look what he's doing to Takeshi's Castle.
Kind of, yeah. And so it's like, they've got to get to the wall. And so it's like, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? And it'd be like 3 o'clock and like they'd step forward a little bit. And then it'd be like dinner time and you'd turn around, run and then grab someone. And like, that's it, you're out now then. Fucking, yeah, shit.
I was thinking of Takeshi's Castle where, you know, when they do that person that's counted and then they have to try to walk and then when they're trying, they have to stop.
Yeah.
But they've got like the big ball suits on.
For us, that was Stuck in the Mud.
Yeah, oh no, because you got tagged for Stuck in the Mud and someone had to go under your arms.
Oh, yeah, so what was it? Well, I suppose it was like fucking musical statues and any.
Yeah, I suppose.
God. We had loads.
Stuck in the Mud.
But again, fucking, we had all these games, didn't we? Fucking, yeah, God, I dread to see what it's like in the fucking playgrounds these days. I imagine it's literally just.
Quad bikes.
Nah, but, I reckon they're just on the phones and that, aren't they?
Just quad bikes now, I think. Yeah, phones, quad bikes.
It's
just gangsters,
world, isn't
just
it?
Top boys.
Nah,
fucking. Worried about the ops.
Yeah,
also, if you're Furley and got ops, what the fuck are you doing?
I know.
Fuck you know.
Yeah.
Ops.
It's crazy. I mean, again, I know I've said it enough times. I say it to customers and that all the time. There's no fear factor in the look fuckers these days, man. You know, they all need a good fucking slap. But, I mean, we could reminisce on the good old days for hours and hours, really, like. But since we haven't done it for a little while, I thought I would bring out some of the old fess holes.
Right.
So, in general, fess hole, most of you will know about it anyway. It's, people giving confessions on the Twitter.
You see, I don't know. With these, though, it's hard to, you know, I think because they're that crazy and out there, you automatically assume they're a bit fake. But you know, that's what I suppose.
Well, some of them will be, definitely. Yeah. But I like to think that I weed them out find the good ones. So, got one here. Wife has bought a stove kettle. Working from home, I challenge myself to have a wank before it whistles. Haven't lost yet.
No. I mean, they go on for a while, though, now those stove ones.
Yeah, well, it depends on how good your so if it's an electric stove, will take fucking like 20 yeah. minutes to heat up. But a gas one, if you've got enough, like the right amount of water in there, because it's a bit of a pet peeve of mine. The missus will like mostly fill up the kettle to make herself one cup of tea. I'm like, no, just put in. It shows the little cup symbols on the side of the kettle, man. So just put in where it says minimum line or two cups, and then it takes like 30 seconds to boil. So, yeah, if you do that one with a stove as well, then, you know, you're looking at a minute, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that brings us back to what we was on about the other week. Where, the
kettle challenge.
Yeah, the kettle challenge, trying to bang one out.
And he's winning.
He always won it. So, yeah, I think that's Mr. Green that sent that one in. But he's not married, is he? So yeah, obviously he can't be a lot of that one anyway. Fucking, you know, you're not gonna make
that. Nah, that one's reasonable. Nah. Anything. Yeah. But then, like, where does he find the time to wank all the time? Like, and where's he wanking while the kettles are?
Hopefully not next to the kettle.
Well,
because if you accidentally sleep, or if you get cum on the kettle and it's like burning and that, tasty. Or if it's in his cup, like, I don't need milk in this tea, yeah. bitch. making a coffee. Want some cream with that? Oh, fucking God. So another one. A colleague recently invited me to a private ULEZ vandalism Facebook group. There's been an uptick in people reporting that the police have taken an interest in the actions. So basically, this dickhead fucking goes on for a little bit. So this dickhead, a lot of us have seen the, I can't think of the fucking name of the group now, but they go around finding the ULEZ fucking vans that are parked up.
Oh, and they're just, yeah, and destroy them or block them.
Well, they disrupt them. They don't necessarily vandalise and that, but they'll park up in front of it and they'll make it awkward for the drivers to continue recording and that. So this dickhead, he's been invited in a Facebook group and he's reporting them to the police.
Oh,
what a fucking narc.
What a snitch, man.
Well, there's no need for it. Like,
ignore it.
This is some Tory cunt that's wrote that one in. Like, he's got the money to pay the £12.50 a day. Like,
or he doesn't drive.
Yeah. I bet he's a bike wanker, innit?
Yeah.
Proper Tory.
Yeah.
Fucking with his helmet on. God. Not even in the proper bike lane as well. He even though it's a bike lane, he still has to be in the road.
Yeah, one of them ones, definitely.
Well, I don't know if you did see, but there was a fucking dickhead cyclist. Someone with the dash cam recorded it, basically, because they were driving behind. And he had a stick, like, at a metre and a half, like, sticking out to his right, essentially forcing drivers to go around the stick. This fucking van man in front of his car that had the dash cam anyway was like, fuck you and fuck your stick. Hits the stick. The cyclist just spun around. I was like, yes. That is exactly what I would have done.
You don't need to do that. You're not thinking outside the box doing that. It just makes you a target.
That reminds me. Remember when I hit that cyclist before? Fucking. So I'll start telling the story anyway, because I'm going to have to since I brought it up. Now, I didn't hit the cyclist in a bad way or meaning to. So we was heading from Birmingham Town Centre towards like one of ours. I don't know what we'd done, where we was coming from, whatever, but basically, we were by the Blues Ground, and it's like, as it starts going up the hill, there was this black man on his bike, and he was proper swaying left to right, because we was going up the hill, so he was pedalling hard, but he was bouncing left to right, and as I've gone past him, he's gone on his right as he's pedalling down, and the mirror has hit his arm, or hit him on his leg or something, and you've started laughing straight away. You're like, mate, you just hit him, fucking rare, rare. I was like, fuck that dickhead. But then where we was, there's always that the traffic lights, and there's always a line of fucking traffic there. Just before you hit the Barclays, well, it was a Barclays, or Lloyd's TSB, it was. So we've hit the traffic lights there, and he's fucking caught up. The window's down, and he tries gobbing off to me. I was like, fuck off, you dickhead. You shouldn't be in the road anyway. This was years ago, this was, like, you know. Fucking probably 15 years ago, maybe. Right, yeah, because I just remember you was laughing your head off straight away, like, fuck it, you just hit him, man, fuck it.
I remember, I want to say it was, we was in a car park and you come out and I was like,
when she fucking hit me.
Now you hit her.
I was like, no, the woman in the red car.
Now, when you come out and clip the car on the turn.
Oh, man, I didn't hit that car, man.
I was like, mate, you hit that car. And he was like, did I? And like, I look back. and the fucking bumper was hanging off.
Mate, I did it the other week, man. Well, I think I did. Look, so I was reversing, and then our kid's walking behind us, like, and I'm looking in the mirror to make sure I don't hit him because he's decided to walk behind me. So I'm making sure I don't hit him. Fucking as I've spun the wheel, I thought, because where I thought I've dipped in the fucking car park, like. But, like, it made a bit of a thud, and I think I caught this Audi that was parked up. But I don't know if the mark was already on the bumper of the Audi or not. And, like, I couldn't tell on my van because the vans are fucking, it's already, like, dented and scuffed up and all that before I even got it.
And the thing is, if you was to be honest, be like, I don't know if it did, and he's got a scratch, his nigger. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, yeah.
You did do it.
Yeah, right, so, like, I don't know. Like, our kid thought I'd just hit the pothole that I thought I went for. But because I was like, hang on, there is a scuff there, like, fucking. And it's a white scuff. I've got a white van, but there was no mark, there was no black paint or anything on the van.
Yeah.
And as I say, it's already dirty and fucking everything. So I don't know if I had done anything.
Right.
I might have done, I might not, but there's cameras around there, and he hasn't made a complaint anyway, so I don't think I actually did. It's tough shit anyway. I'll give him a fucking bit of tea cut. So fuck cyclists anyway. And then we've got another one here. I really try to avoid talking shit at work, but when I do, I really try to avoid taking a shit at work. But when I do, I lock the other cubicle from the outside with a coin, as there's no way I'm shitting in tandem inches away from another bloke.
I get that.
Now, this is where we're yin and yang it.
Yeah.
Because you can't even stand in a cubicle. You can't stand at your urinal on your own.
So if it's... No, because there's no...
Well, with someone else there,
We've spoke about the etiquette when it comes to stuff like this. You ever first, you go to the side one. You just go, like, if there's four, you go to the end ones.
Yeah, yeah. If you walk in. Definitely if there's three, you go to the left or the right. Yeah, you never stand in the middle.
And there's nothing worse than having someone else's splash back.
Yeah.
Especially on the night out when they're lagging.
Yeah.
The worst. And I agree with what this geezer's saying, because I remember I don't like having shits in, like, public toilets, but I remember I needed a shit in the airport. And long story short, it was at the time where I just couldn't poop. So I thought, I remember smashing some coffees and but I'm going to have a shit before I jump on this plane. And I went into, I remember ready for it. I went into the end cubicle. It was like twice as big. But for 10 minutes, it was so off pulling because the geezer next cubicle was having a shit. And all you could hear was, like, and you could see it was like some big 50-year-old man called Dave or whatever. Just, and it, I mean, it just, and like, boom. You know when it hits the pan? Boom.
Yeah, yeah. Some dense shit.
And then, like, that graph of hell. Oh! Like, you shitting, mate?
Well, he must have been constipated.
No, he won't, mate.
He must have been holding it in for a long time.
I just think
to feel that kind of relief.
No, I just think he's a big lad. That was just unfit. But, yeah, I mean, I get what this geezer is saying. I respect that.
See, now, I'm the opposite, because if you got to go, you got to go. Now, again, so last time I was in the airport, I hadn't eaten because I do my intermittent fasting. Before going away, I didn't eat for like 36 hours. So I'd had breakfast, and as soon as that had went down, a treat, by the way, it was like my body was like, hang on, you need to go to the toilet now then. So I fucking went, and like airports is like fucking 10 cubicles or whatever. And as soon as one opened, fucking warm seat. Wasn't happy about that, but you got to go. And then fucking, I weren't holding back. I ain't going to fucking, like, sit there, try and be quiet and fucking, like, everyone knows that you're in there to have a dump. So you just go, just fucking, it is what it is. And if it smells, it smells. Everyone else is thinking it out anyway. Fucking, and if it's loud, if it's fucking gassy, whatever, just fucking, it is what it is. We're all fucking people at the end of the day. We're all shit.
Yeah. But no one likes to be hearing other people's shit.
Yeah, but if you're in the toilet, like, it doesn't matter. in a public bathroom.
No, I get the public.
Everyone else is doing it all. Yeah. You know, fuck you.
If you go in there knowing the person next to you is shitting in it.
Yeah. Well, you're hoping to shitting, because if they're having a wank, that's when you don't want to be in there.
That's the weird thing as well. So when I went to America, we used public toilets.
Mm.
There's gaps underneath and on top. So if someone stands up and walk past, they can see you having a shit. Because it's only like, it's like literally, I'd say, 5 foot something high.
Fuck the door. That.
And obviously it's not all the way to the ground like ours is. There's a gap. And you can see through the gaps of where the hinges are on the door. Mm.
A lot of them over here have a big gap on the hinge side as well. Though.
Yeah, yeah. But this
that's
like,
annoying. Because it's one thing you're having a fucking shit next to someone and like in the public toilets, but you don't want to be making eye contact with people.
Yeah.
No, if I wanted to make eye contact, I'll be having my phone on selfie mode. Fucking. Nah, it's not right, that ends. Fuck you. So this bloke who done the fest all and you need to man up a little bit, I reckon, mate.
Have you got any more festivals or?
Well, I'll just give this last one here. So this is from an electrician. And I don't know that because he starts off with electrician here.
Mm.
I have a pair of long nose pliers in my toolbox. Well, it's where you want to have all your tools really anyway. But I use them mainly for plucking out stray ear hairs. The satisfaction as they pop out is better than sex. Mm. Now, this doesn't sound like a person that has a lot of sex to me.
Yeah, or has just had really bad sex.
And why are you fucking on a job fucking plucking out ear hairs? Now, it's this type of dickhead that gives electricians, like myself, a bad fucking name. So you go to the job, you do the fucking work, and fucking get paid.
Yeah, he's
fucking electricians up. And plumbers and that, the fucking, like, the ones that do it solely all the time. Just ridiculous. On great money and do fuck all. So annoying. Like, fucking the amount of them that I've fucking put to shame over the years. But going in, banging it out, the job, not another shit. And they're all looking at me like, what are you doing that fast pass for? Because I've got stuff to do.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
Like, the amount of, because I fit a lot of kitchens and bathrooms and that these days as well. And like, when it's not me doing the electrics or the plumbing, like, it just holds up so much time because I'm waiting for this other cunt to fucking do it. Like, I'm waiting for him to turn up, do it. Like, they've not got the stuff, so they're going out and fucking. Whereas I'll just turn up, I'm prepared, I've got X amount of fucking stuff on the van anyway. Just do it. Just it's just done. No, in general, they're all fucking idiots. So I'm glad that the company that I was doing accounts rewise for lost the contract for it, because that was when I went on to doing all the kitchen fits and everything. And, you know, I'll do pretty much fucking everything these days. It's just so much better, you know. It's all, I do it all myself. No fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, just literally no hassle, you know. No. Got a good team around me, really. But yeah, so we'll leave that on the fair souls. We've had a good couple there. So,
well, I've got a few questions for you.
Here we go there.
What's an embarrassing thing you've done and never told anyone about?
Right, so, I mean, this stems back to fucking one of the older episodes. I don't know what number episode it was, but there was the story that fucking, I mean, obviously I told you and everyone that listens about when I fucking was going to shit myself and I shit in the fucking middle of the trees around the corner. So there was a time, I think it was Blackpool that I went to with Jim Bob and someone else. But yeah, it was a fucking... But as you do, lads, just fucking, I mean, it was worse in a sense because we was fucking on the vodka, vodka and lemonade from stupid o'clock. I don't know if we fucking went to the chippy or something. All I remember basically is we was at the club, fucking, lagging out my head, and I fucking shied myself. So I've ran to the toilet, fucking, luckily the cubicle was empty. I've gone in, realised it's all in my fucking boxes.
Already done.
Yeah, like
you've already got.
Yeah, it's all in the boxes, man. So I've just took the boxes off. There wasn't really any in the jeans. I had a little bit to fucking clean out the jeans, but not like
yeah.
The boxes caught it all.
Yeah.
So I've cleaned my arse up, fucking. Hopefully, all fucking that needed to be cleaned up. But like, yeah, wiped my arse and that, and the boxes just went behind the toilet.
Yeah.
I couldn't take them out and try and fucking put them in the lucky man's bin.
Honestly, lads, how many times have you seen a pair of boxes in the toilet in the cubicle? It's too many. Too many lads are shitting themselves and not out because I've seen too many boxes thrown at the back of the toilet. It's fucking...
Mate, it's because you just have to, you're not...
You don't have to shit yourself, no.
I didn't plan on shitting myself there, did I? I didn't even plan on farting. It just fucking came out of me. I was lagging.
Right. What's the cringiest thing you've ever done for a girl? It's got here, girls or girls number. So what's something you look back on and go, that was a bit cringe?
So again, is it like just in general or like...
Well, it says done for a girl. So I assume that's just say to get a girl's number or to get a girl's attention.
I don't know. I mean, to fucking the younger listeners, it would be like dead sea as like when I'd be on the fucking karaoke or something. But
yeah, but I went for a girl in general. So what, like, when you look back, and you've got to be, oh, that was a bit cringe, I've done that.
I mean, all I'm thinking about is the first fucking girlfriend that I was with, and that was a lot, pretty much the whole time was fucking cringe. But I was young and stupid and first love and that, anyway. Cringe, not for me, but for the fucking missus, when I proposed to her. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't cringe for me. She was fucking embarrassed.
She wasn't expecting it at all.
I'll give the story because obviously people don't know. So we was living in the pub. I was DJing, and it was a birthday.
Yeah, and also, did you have a few beers? Because I remember you go to the bar. So Jody said two things to me. When I proposed, play this song.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And then he went, when you go to the bar, give me a drink. So why I'm in the queue to the bar, he does it then. So I'm like, and then you look at me as to say, why aren't you playing the song? I'm like, I was like, because you went, oh,
to be fair,
you played it yourself. Yeah. You went over and played it yourself.
It was busier in there.
Oh, it was. And that place was shit for getting served.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad at first, but it was typically because it should have been like 2 minutes for you to get served.
It was like 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
And so because I didn't pay attention that you was fucking, at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, 15 minutes, you see him all back in it.
Yeah, so it was the missus' birthday. I was DJing and literally everyone was there, loads of family, her family, my family, friends and that. And look, it's not like it was a special fucking birthday either. She was fucking none of the wiser. She just thought people was there to celebrate the birthday. But I'd already preempted to everyone that this was going to happen. And so I started giving a fucking little bit of a speech. Like, called her up fucking because she wasn't working that night because it was a birthday. Called her up next to me, give a little fucking speech, and then asked the question. Because even when I started, like giving a speech, she just thought I was embarrassing her because it was a birthday. And then obviously asked the question, and she fucking embarrassed the fuck any, I suppose, cringed out. But I was the only things I can fucking think of really is just the generic stupid first love, like first girlfriend, fucking, you know, the stupid stuff you do when you're a fucking teenager and all of any
I suppose for me the cringiest thing I've done is, you know when you text a girl, and then they don't, like nowadays, if they don't text you back, I would just fucking leave them, just fucking, if you're not taking whatever. But then you send them those texts, again, you're right. When I look back, I think that was cringe because you've just ignored me for 4 or 5 hours and I've had to send a same text. I would never do that now. So that's something that when I think about, I go, and it was to one person as well.
Mm.
And after that, I never did it again.
pretty much after that first girlfriend, I was like, well, hang on now. Look, I've got fucking mugged off with her. I'm not going to be like that with anyone else. So it was from then I was like, look, you either want to fucking talk or you don't want to. Like, if I got blanked on a text, fucking, I weren't bothered. I mean, the missus does it to me all the time and I fucking, I'm definitely not bothered, you know. So, yeah, fucking, yeah, I suppose that's about it, really, fucking on the gringiness. Go on, and what else we got there,
right,
kid?
Right, so, oh, shit, one sec. It's just literally, all right, here we go.
You can tell we do all the prep.
It's because there's a few good ones. I don't know which one. Obviously, I want to get the one that's obviously the best. All right, let's just go for this one. Let's go. What's one thing? Because it's pretty deep. What's one thing you would change about yourself as a confident guy?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is. So for a couple of years, I had the shaved back and sides with the long hair, you know, mainly known as the top knot. And so for the last like 8-9 months, I've been growing the back and sides out. So that would be the main thing I've changed at the moment, is just to have it all the same length, because, you know, I'm in that mad transition phase of, we, you know, the two different lengths. It's not too far off now. I can tie it all back and not all of it falls back out again now. So that'd be the main thing I'd change, really. You know, I suppose a lot of people would say fucking bigger dick and that, but, you know, it's not the size of the hammer, it's how you fucking hit the nail, any kid. You know, I've never had any complaints, mate. You got anything you'd change about yourself?
Yeah, stress. I wish I could relax a little bit. I really wish I could just relax.
You've always been like that, though, haven't you?
It's something on my mind. It has to be done. Just one thing, fucking hard, man. And I've tried, but I just can't.
Just need to start drinking more, kid. Again, look, because you've made the comment to me before, like, with how, it's not that I'm laid back, it's just that, look, if it's something that I can't do, I know that I can still get it sorted. So work-wise, if I can't do the plastering, I've got a plasterer that'll do it. Can't do the gas, I've got a gas man that'll do it.
Yeah.
So I'll take that in. I wasn't always lucky, but just in life in general, look, something's gone wrong. Look, yeah, I might be pissed off about it or stressed about it or whatever, but in general, it's like, well, it's going to get better. I do hate, like, there's shit going on with fucking mum's house and that at the moment, which obviously you know about. I probably will mention it on another episode. But, like, yeah, in general, it'll all get fucking sorted.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to fucking stress about it. I'll just crack on. There's bigger things in life. The best one that I like to fucking talk about to people and that is when we went out for Ryan's birthday last year or whenever it was. So
Our mate Ryan, he's
cerebral palsy, and with his care group, he's got a lot of Down syndrome friends and that. And we was at the party, amazing lads, fucking all having a beer and that. The one of them fucking body popping all over the place and that. And I remember you turning around and saying to me, because obviously, well, we've always got some shit going on, but you was going through a bit of stuff at the time as well. And I remember you turning around and saying, puts all into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, these people, they're living with day in, day out.
They've got problems, daily problems.
And they just didn't give a fuck. They were living their best lives.
I mean, when I go proper deep into it, I do think of that Tiger song. I can't remember the name of the song, but the lyrics goes, here's me stressing when I should just be happy that I can. Do you know what I mean? So, there's the quote of the podcast.
But it's like, again, I was on about it to one of our mates super week. You know, the times that we've been in yours talking about fucking our hair and that, like, you've got thick hair, I've got a big fucking head of hair, and look, we're both, like, I do have fucking nightmares about fucking going bald.
I think, but and it's turkey now, though. It's just,
I know, it's just fucking...
Look, there's us saying with roles reversed there, isn't it? Because you're like, don't worry, and everything.
That is fucking, I have nightmares about it, like, but we've both got a good fucking, obviously fucking people that watch on the YouTube, I've got fucking, the hair's fucking past my nipples and that, like, But it's still, if it went, I'd be fucking so devastated. Yeah. But yeah, go to Turkey, get it fucking done and that all.
It's just
but
the longevity of why, like, obviously, cause it's a long process, and because you have to wait till you're old enough so it's worthwhile, because you don't have to keep having, so you don't have to have two or three.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's the process of just hoping that it catches as well as others have.
But it's the fact that we're both not showing any signs of fucking balding and that, and yet it's fucking still on your problem.
Mind. Yeah.
But when you was growing, like, again, the old schoolers on the podcast that do watching that as well, they would have seen you when you had your fucking your curtains,
yeah,
and then you've gone back to your short back and sides again. So, like, when you was growing that out, it was fucking the effort, the maintenance, yeah, fucking, like, the problems of fucking that you had of having it that long. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's a problem. Oh, we've got all this hair, yeah, and it's a fucking issue. And then you've got bald people out there that are like, oh, I wish I had hair. I wish I had that problem.
I always find people that's got fine, flat hair wish they had curly hair.
Mm.
And then people that's got curly hair wish they just had fine hair. Because I really sometimes just so jealous of the people that can just, like, literally get back in the morning, throw the hair back, and it look cool. Because if I do that, I look like I've been electrocuted, like, frizzled.
Yeah.
But, all right, I've got some more, but just, oh, let's go back to them ones, because these ones.
Well, give us one more, and then we'll call it, because we're already hit an hour.
Right.
I know you're all enjoying it at home, yeah, but I don't want to fucking drag it out too much for you.
Well, do you just want to?
Give us one more.
Who is someone you wish you could apologise to deep?
Oh, fucking hell. Apologise to. Oh.
No, we don't have to be something major. It's just some day you've made look back and thought, maybe I was out of order.
Nah, the first one that comes to mind is Uncle Martin. May he rest in peace. The amount of times he wanted to go fishing. Look, don't get me wrong, it's not like I promised him, yeah, we'll go fishing next week or whatever and let him down. It was just he asked me so many times, he wanted me to come, and I never did go.
So,
I'd apologise for not spending more time with him in that sense, because, you know, he always does end fucking sooner than you expect. I mean, it was on the cards for a long time with him. I started calling him Mr. Wong because raving alcoholic, drinking the cider all the time, he started turning yellow. It was a bit of a racist nickname. He never said it to his face, so fuck me, he would have fucking stabbed me up, man. it's the only fucking one, really. It was, as I was just relating to, really, I try not to fucking dwell on things, live with regrets or anything. Shit is what it is. In general, we can't change what's gone on. But yeah, you can say sorry and fucking try and pretend like you mean it, but do you really give a fuck at the end of the day? I know I don't. And on that depressing shit, hope you've enjoyed. And again, as you all know, realtalkingpod@gmail.com, Ash and JD on Twitter, the Xbeer. Love yous, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.